What a way to round off the first half of the season than a game between Caps United and Highlanders, the two leading teams in the 16-team Casolaga Premier Soccer League Assembly. This fixture was not by design, but accidental, and it is good that the leadership of the Premiership for the first 15 games of the season will be decided by the top two teams fighting for the top position. Caps United lead the table with 29 points, two ahead of both Highlanders and FC Platinum, and a draw for the Green Machine at Babafiru Stadium would suit Makepekepe well. However, those who claim to know Zimbabwean football better are of the opinion that in terms of quality of players, the Green Machine are way behind. Football analyst Andrew Rozi says men for men Boso have too much overall strength over Lloyd Chitembwe's Green Machine.
In terms of player quality, these two teams are very, very different. There's a very big gap. There is no one at Caps you can compare Bruce Kangwa, Simon Munawa, or Prince Dube. As you can see, Caps going down the line here.
Although he would have loved Caps United to win, Dynamo supporter Koshen Murasiranwa says the Green Machine followers themselves have no faith in their own team, adding that it is difficult to back such a side.
I was hoping that Caps could win, but the supporters have lost confidence in the performance of the team, and there are also some squabbles, and they are also demanding that the current coach should go, and I think that is going to dampen their morale and performance.
Both FC Platinum on 27 points and Dynamos on 24 points will be watching proceedings with keen interest if they want one either Boso or Makepekepe to lose to remain in touch with the leadership. FC Platinum are at home to Blauer City at Mandava Stadium tomorrow. There was a protest at Nyamunga Stadium Wednesday targeted at Sunday Chizambwa after Katuruturu sank to their third defeat in four games, with the other game having ended in a draw. However, Chizambwa says he's not worried about the off-the-field events as he has a program which he set up at the beginning of the season which he has to follow.
First of all, in the first round, we are trying to avoid relegation. And come second round, we'll then see what we can do next.
However, Chizambwa has every reason to be worried as the protesting voices are set to grow louder as he visits On Fire Dynamos at Rufaro Stadium Sunday. With the way Dynamos are playing, there is little chance that Katuruturu will pick up maximum points or even a point, and Chizambwa should brace himself for an unhappy welcome when he goes back home. After back-to-back defeats, Moses Chunga finally picked up 3 points at ZPC Kariba, but this time he has a difficult proposition in the form of champions Chicken Inn at Rufaro Stadium tomorrow. However, Bambo, as always, jokingly says his profile makes every team want to beat Harare City and has urged his players to guard against complacency.
It's going to be harder because obviously people would want to, with my profile, people would want to beat Bambo. So we have to be on guard, the complacency. That is going to be our main target.
The following matches will round off the first half of the season. Ngezi Platinum Stars versus Triangle Baobab. Cholocho Pirates versus Wange White City. Border Strikers versus Haomai Dilwazimu. Chapungu versus Mtare City Rovers Ascot. After the games, the clubs are going on a 2-week break. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariatsi.